Hey baby, if I'm quiet today, it's not because I don't appreciate you and how wonderful you are with me. It's just, well, I don't want to burden you with my problems. Now, don't get mad. Don't give me that look, okay? I know, you don't think of me as a burden, and you always want me to talk about what's bothering me, and I appreciate that. But please, baby, just accept that this is me. You know what helps? Lying in your arms, feeling you close to me, the warmth of our bodies against each other, not talking, not processing, just being together, skin against skin, breath against breath. Pull me closer. That's so nice. When I curl up in your arms like that, I feel so cared for, so loved, and I love that you're open to that, and only that, that you don't assume that cuddling always leads to sex. Right now, this is all I need. Thank you, baby, for being you and taking the time to understand me, not pressuring me. I could fall asleep here, your chest rising and falling, stroking my hair and pulling it up off my neck so we can nuzzle there. Your hand feels so warm on me. I shiver when you caress my neck. You're so gentle. Pull me closer. Kiss me. Thank you, baby. Your hands feel wonderful against my skin, stroking my arms, rubbing my back, sliding down my sides, caressing my ass. When your arms enclose me, I feel safe and protected and desired, because I am, aren't I? That's okay, I know. You can modulate desire. It's not something that you decide to feel. It just is. It exists in its own universe. Uncontrollable. Wild. I like that. I like to hear your breath catching in your throat, quickening. I like to see your face change. You're probably not aware of this, but you frown. You do. You look like you're burdened by some difficult situation, and you're trying to work out a response. That's when you become my Mr. Grumpy. It's okay, baby. There's no need to worry. If you have a problem, I'll take care of it. And, of course, there's something that you can't hide. No matter how much you wish it didn't happen, or how much you try to stop it happening, I see you stiffen. It's okay. I know it's beyond your control. And that, when our bodies touch, you get hard for me. Don't worry, baby. I know I just said I wanted to cuddle. But when you begin to squirm, and your voice quavers, and you struggle to control your desire, sometimes I find that quite arousing. Because I know you're doing it for me. You're trying every trick, you know, to hide your desire from me. Every little ploy to disguise how much you want me. And you're doing it because you want to give me space. You don't want to pressure me. I really appreciate that. And sometimes it makes me want you. Come here. Now, let's see what's happening. There you are. Poor baby. You are very hard for me today. Maybe I can do something to ease you. To put something soft on you. Would you like that? Yeah? I thought so. It's okay, baby. I want to do this. It's my choice, not yours. Okay? Just lie back and enjoy. Baby, would you like my other lips on you? Would that feel good for you? Because I know. It would feel so fucking good for me. Baby, I'm so wet for you. Please come inside. Don't move. Just keep lying there. I want to ride you. That's it. Tease me. When your head, not just my entrance. And I feel the smooth skin on your tip. Brush over my clit. I can't wait anymore. I need you inside me. Are you ready, baby? My lips are so soft on you, aren't they, babe? I can feel myself dripping down your shaft. Oh God. When you slide into me, it feels so good. Oh. Please, fuck me. Let me fuck you. Oh, God. I'm going to come, baby. Go faster. Please, baby. Your arms around me.